Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Rather than being like, hey, that bothered me, it'd be like secret petty animosity. He was very petty. He would call me sometimes and be like, this girl was hitting on me all night. She was so annoying. She like wouldn't leave me alone. It was cool. I felt like I just became his like emotional dumpster towards the end. And I just like literally ran across the room and like grabbed the journal like as if it was going to grow some legs and start running away from me. Mm-hmm. Read one page to satisfy this weird urge and then just close it and put it away and not do it. I flipped to a random page. It's all about me. When I read it, I was like,
to whoever this may impact, sometimes our lives have to be completely shaken up, changed, and rearranged to relocate us where we're really meant to be. Sometimes change feels like loss, transformation is scary, and sometimes to discover the best versions of ourselves, we must let go of absolutely everything that's holding us down. Welcome to I Missed Me, your new safe space. I'm excited to form a part of your healing journey.
Hey besties, welcome back to another episode of I Missed Me. I am extremely excited today because it is our first episode of this new section called I Missed Me Stories. And to give you guys a little background, last year I had Issa with me on the podcast. We talked about confidence, self-love, and all of those things. If you guys want to go watch that episode, it is one of my most listened episodes. Actually, people loved it. It is, you can go look for it, Issa Duffy, Confidence of Love. But today we're going to talk about something completely different. Issa posted a TikTok a few, like 2 weeks ago, it was like last
week. Yeah, when we thought the app was going
when
away.
When we thought the app was going to go away and everybody started confessing everything on TikTok. So Issa posted a video about something that her ex had done. And last year that Issa and I finished recording our episode, she was like kind of going through it, kind of going through a breakup. And she was like, yeah, we broke up because of distance or whatever. And I was like, I'm sorry, I hope you feel better. And that is where it ended. But then Issa posted this TikTok that completely exposed and explained a completely different story. And I was like, oh my gosh, you have to come on my podcast. And this has to be the first episode of I Missed Me Stories. So Issa, welcome back to I Missed Me.
I'm so excited that I'm back, and also that we're gonna get to dive into this. And also, I didn't know I was the first person on the section for the story, so I think we're starting with a good story.
I am so excited.
Your pod series.
I love these stories, and I am the nosiest person ever. And I know that
everyone wants the tea, which is so funny because for so long I was like, I'm never going to talk about this on the internet. Like, this is something that I'm going to take to my grave because it was, like, embarrassing. I was like, this is, like, shameful and embarrassing. I'm not going to talk about this online. I didn't even know how I felt about it for the longest time, but it's been a little over a year now, and I've finally come to a place where I'm like, you know what? I am going to talk about this, and I'm not going to hide.
And it's always tricky when you do, like, social media. It's like, you don't want to share parts of your personal life, one, because like you don't want to put that person in like a bad light, or also because you don't want to seem obsessed, like get over it, like why are you still talking about it? But it's like part of your story and like part of your trauma.
I definitely was borderline like, I don't want to throw this person who lives a private life into the limelight. And then also I just, my platform just like yours is like all about positivity and like uplifting people, and I don't talk about drama ever just because I think it's like kind of a toxic cycle. But it comes to a point where I feel like if you stay silent, then like how are you gonna help other people? Like, I feel like by sharing my story,
I'm helping other people. And like I asked people, like, I'm only going to share this story if you guys can list in the comment sections reasons why it's helpful.
Right.
So
once I they give me sure reason. That a lot of people can relate.
I hope not. I hope this, I thought this was a very niche scenario, but then I started to get comments under my videos being like, wait, the same thing
my
happened to me.
My ex was crazy too.
And I'm like, wait, guys, I thought it was just me. Now I'm feeling a little less alone, which made me realize, okay, I definitely need to talk about this because this has helped me knowing that I'm not the only one.
Right, and it can also help people, like, heal the way that, like, the things that you've done to heal, and people can also start healing as
well. Okay, yeah, for sure.
I want to start off, like, the beginning of the story. I want to know, like, where'd you guys meet? How long were you together? Like, how was the relationship itself? And then we can get into
it. As I say, before we get into the drama, let's explain who this is exactly. And why this is so dramatic. Mm-hmm. This was my second college boyfriend. We met my junior year of college, his senior year of college. It was funny. We met through like a blind date, kind of like a setup almost. And then we ran into each other at a bar before. And it was like, oh my gosh, we're being set up on a blind date. Mm. We immediately hit it off. What was really funny about it actually was I went to an Equinox nearby. Mm. And he one summer randomly had worked at that Equinox. So we'd met before, but we were wearing masks.
Oh.
So, and I remember thinking like, oh, that guy that works at the gym is so cute. Where did he go? Did
his
he
eyes
quit?
Are cute.
Yeah, I was like, he's cute, but I was dating someone else. He was dating someone else, so nothing ever happened. And then when we finally got set up, we realized, oh, wow, things unfolded pretty quickly. And we ended up dating officially for 2 years, but we're together a little longer unofficially just because he was supposed to graduate and move.
Right.
But he ended up, we went to school in Texas. He ended up staying in Texas for a job to be closer to me. So I really like valued that level of like commitment towards what we had. And at one point we practically were like living together. And then he moved to LA where he's from after I graduated, and he ended up taking a job there. And I was like very supportive, like, go take your job. I'm not one to hold someone back from growth. And I always said like, choose the option for your highest self, right, and like what's best for you. And I'm going to choose what's best for me. And if we're meant to be, that will align, mm-hmm, and we will work out regardless. Right. Like, I don't want you to reject something amazing
because of you,
because of me. And we did long distance for like 10 months and then everything went to shit.
That's a really good time. I want to ask, like, during their relationship or before their relationship, looking back at it now, do you see any red flags that like you kind of ignore that now you're like, oh, those were red flags, but like I was so in love that I didn't really like acknowledge them?
So the crazy thing is the red flags were really subtle. Like there was not a lot of red flags. I, if anything, I talked about how I felt so lucky. I was like, we never argue. Our relationship is perfect. And it wasn't like the type of love where it's like so consuming and toxic, obsession fueled. It was like very healthy. We did the 75 hard together. I went sober together. We were very supportive of each other, supportive of each other's spiritual journeys and just mental health journeys. I really thought we brought out the best in each other. Like, he was very close with my family. Like, we were, I really thought like this could be endgame because there's not many people this great out there that you can build and bring out the best in each other, and all of that good stuff. But there were a few like small red flags. Like, he wasn't a very big communicator, and we're going to get into that in the story, where basically, like, if something would happen, rather than being like, hey, that bothered me, it'd be like secret petty animosity. He was very petty, very, very petty and shady, like would make more of a shady comment rather than being like, hey, you know what, that kind of upset me, let's talk about it, which that's how I am.
Yeah.
And also another one that I look back on now is he would call me sometimes and be like, I'm out. I just left. This girl was hitting on me all night. She was so annoying. She like wouldn't leave me alone. It was just so annoying. It literally ruined my night. And I would be like, cool, cool.
Like trying to make you jealous on purpose.
And eventually I said, I was like, do you want me to call you every time someone hits on me? Are you saying this to make me jealous or try to make me feel weird, or what are you doing? And now the way I think about it is I'm like, were you saying that so if someone came to me, you could be like, I told you about her. I remember I told you she was so annoying. She was following me around all night. Like, was that a sly confession? Because I feel like people make comments that reveal truth. So, but other than that, I gotta say, he deserves an Oscar. He was really, really good at pretending to be the perfect boyfriend.
That's like a really scary part of like getting into a relationship with men or women, like, a lot of people will show their true colors after their relationship ends. Like, they'll turn into a completely different person.
Oh, yeah. It was definitely, like, even towards the, like, back end of the relationship when we were doing distance, it was like he was just really mean all the time. And I was just like, why is he so mean? Like, this, it was so weird because for me, for a year and a half, I'd been in this relationship with this amazing, kind, considerate person where if you asked anyone who met him, they would be like, he's the nicest, coolest guy in the world. But then I felt like I just became his, like, emotional dumpster towards the end. And then when everything else came out, I was like, okay, so this coincides with what I'm seeing.
Why did you guys break up?
So I broke up with him because I talked about, I've always had a really big rule about privacy. I've never been through a boyfriend's phone before. I've always said if you feel the need to go through their things, just leave.
Just break up.
Yeah. And I had bought him a year prior this journal, and I'd stuck concert tickets in the journal. Like, I was trying to trick him, like, oh, I got you a journal, and there was concert tickets in the journal.
Way that you gave it to him.
Yeah, I know. I know I set myself up for that one, kind of. But I gave him the journal, and I'm a really big journaler. And we, like I said, we were very big into spirituality and mental health and stuff, so I was like, I got you a journal, like, and concert tickets. Obviously, we'll go to the concert together, but also the journal's just to encourage you to write more and, like, get in tune with yourself, and he was so happy about it. And then around 10 months go by of him having this journal, and I'm just having this really weird feeling about it. We're doing long distance. It's in his room. It's just sitting on the nightstand staring at me. One day, I'm in there, and I just, like, literally ran across the room and, like, grabbed the journal, like, as if it was going to grow some legs and start running away from me. And
where was he?
He was at work.
Okay.
And I was in his apartment unsupervised. I was just,
yeah,
like,
you had a good time to, like, go over.
Yeah,
like,
and he just left it sitting out on the nightstand. Yeah. This was not something he was trying to hide. It was literally sitting in plain sight. But the thing was, he always knew what type of person I was. So he knew I wasn't the type of person to go through someone's stuff. So in that moment, I kind of, like, went against my own beliefs because I was feeling so crazy. Like, which...
The gut feeling is...
Oh my gosh. It was itching at me, and I'd been fighting it for weeks. And then I was just like, I can't do it. I'm going to lose my mind. So I told myself, okay, I'm going to open the book and flip to a random page. Read one page to satisfy this weird urge and then just close it and put it away and not do it. I flip to a random page. It's all about me. I'm like, oh, what? So now I'm like, okay, I'm going to read this cover to cover. And essentially, he used the journal that I gave him kind of as, like, a burn book to write really mean, awful things about me and our relationship. And obviously after that, I just couldn't look at him the same. And I was shocked, obviously, and in disbelief.
That's so weird. What type of things did the book say?
So I got more in depth in it on my podcast, but just to summarize it, it was everything from kind of comparing me to his ex-girlfriend, but using her name, but calling me his GF, like, which is weird. I don't know the psychology behind that. And saying, that I'm annoying and that he wants to break up with me, which was weird because he'd written that. And when I read it, I was like, oh, this was 10 months ago and we're still together. And he was trying to get me to move to LA to be with him. So I was like, he's trying to get me to uproot my life across the country, away from my family to be with him. But he's writing this. And then another page was about how essentially, he'd given me as a graduation gift, a trip to He'd given me as a graduation gift a trip to Big Sur. And then I went on a trip to girls' trip to Turks and Caicos. And basically, he called me when I was in Turks and Caicos and canceled the trip to Big Sur. He was like, because of work, I have to cancel the trip. And I was like, very understanding about it, but at the same time I was crying and I thought to myself, oh, I'm so selfish for being upset about this. Work will always come first. Turns out when I read the journal, he canceled the trip while I was in Turks and Caicos to punish me, essentially, for posting bikini pictures on Instagram. And he, that day when he canceled the trip too, he powered off his phone and wouldn't speak to me all day and was being super weird because he, like, wanted to ruin my trip because he was, like, mad. So, and then he actually ended up going on the trip without me with his friends after we broke up. So he also wrote too about just how when I would call him after work, it was like really just annoying and he just didn't want to talk to me and just made it sound like I was the most inconsiderate person in the world for wanting to speak to him when he got off work. And just a lot of other weird
random nitpicky things. And it was weird because it'd be like something awful about me. And then the next page would be like a to-do list for work. Like, oh, need to do this,
that's
need to do
so
this.
That's so weird because why would he just like say, I can't picture that he lived by himself.
No, he had two roommates. Like, that I was very close friends with as well, I might add. I can't
just like picture him like sitting in bed just to write shit about, like, what are you doing?
There was other ones too that were like, she stayed out till 1 a.m. last night with God knows who doing God knows what. Who does she think she is? And I was just like picturing him literally in bed, like writing in this, kicking his little feet in the air. Like, and it actually, like, I was like, there's no. When I read it, I was like, and he was like, then he texted me like, I'm going to be home in like an hour. And I was like, what am I going to do?
Picturing like, any man like, well, writing.
Yeah, it's like I had gotten you the journal to encourage you to like write about just like your goals and like things that you want for the future, not to write about like
shit,
your,
about
not
me.
To yeah, not to like have a Regina George Byrne book about me, which I thought was crazy.
I should. Did you take pictures of the
no
pages?
So that's what everyone says. Everyone was like, you should have taken pictures of it, but the thing was, I didn't even.
No, you were probably so nervous.
I was shaking, I was trembling because I've never gone through someone's things before.
No,
I was
yeah.
trembling, my heart was in my ass. I thought I was gonna projectile vomit all over his room.
Yeah.
And also I didn't wanna, I thought taking a picture of it would make it more real, and I knew myself, then I would sit and reread it and reread it and reread it, and I was like,
same,
if I take a picture of this, this means that this is real and yeah. concrete, and I just, I wanted to unsee it. I literally remember I slammed the book and just like set it down back where it was. And I was literally just like sitting at the foot of his bed, like, oh my God, what am I gonna do? And I had been fully touring apartments in LA while I was there that week.
God.
Like, we were fully planning on building this life together across the country.
So you put the book down and he gets back from work.
And I say nothing for 3.5 months. I sat on it because I wanted to give him the opportunity to tell me the truth, and I really wanted to give him the opportunity to be the person that I thought he was. Like I said, I'd always thought he was this really amazing, great person. I had like a really big respect for him as like a human. Like, yeah. I just respected him as a person, not even as like a someone I was
as
in
a
love
boyfriend,
with
yeah.
or as a boyfriend. It was like, I just respect you as a human. And I just didn't want to believe that. And I was like, there has to be some sort of logical explanation to this. Like, no one just does something like that.
You didn't write this.
Yeah, I was like, obviously his evil twin broke in and wrote all of this, and he never wrote that. And I gave him opportunities to tell me. Like, I would be like, oh, do you ever use the journal that I gave you? And he'd be like, yeah, I do. And I'd be like, oh, that's great. Like, do you write in it when you're happy, mad, sad? Trying to, because if he was like, babe, you know, honestly, I kind of only write in it when I'm really angry.
If he would have told you something.
And not feeling like myself. And yeah. like, to me, it's just a place where I go and vent when I'm really feeling insecure and unhappy, then I would have been like, okay, then we can work through this. This
right.
is just obviously a book of like your insecurities rants. And you're dumping your
yeah.
rants in here. And he was like, no, obviously, like, I write in it when I'm happy and sad and mad and all the emotions. And I was like, do you ever write about you and me and write about us in there? And he was like, of course. And I literally look at him. I'll never forget. We were like sitting at the kitchen table.
You confronted him in person?
No, I said, are you talking shit about me in there or something? Like, I just started laughing because mm-hmm. I was like, I was waiting for him to be like, I mean,
oops.
Sometimes when I'm really mad at you,
oops,
maybe
yeah.
I go vent in the book. Yeah, like, oops. And then I would have been like, okay, well, and opened a conversation. But he was like, of course not. Of course not. I love you so much. I would never, like, this is just a book about our relationship. And obviously, if I write about, it's just about how we're working on distance and how we're going to make it work and how much I love you. And I was just sitting there like, well, that's not true because I've already read it. This is a rhetorical question and you failed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So after that point, mentally, I was like checked out. I was like, I didn't want to be
intimate. 3 months after.
Yeah, that was, well, I asked him that probably like 2 weeks after I read it.
After you read the book.
And then it was Halloween. I didn't want to be there. I was in LA. Then my birthday rolled around. He didn't come to my birthday party. We spent New Year's apart. Everything just was so weird. And then he came to Miami to visit me. And it felt like awkward.
Like, I remember when he came, he, like, went for a kiss, and I was like,
ooh, I do not. What are you doing?
Yeah, I was like, I do not want to kiss you right now. Oh, my goodness. Like, I can't even look at you. And I gave that trip an opportunity. I was like, you know what? This is either going to be the time where everything comes clean and we have to figure out what's going on, or we're going to break up. And
right.
The trip ended with me ending the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and... When I ended the relationship, I was like, I just think we should break up. I didn't even tell him about the journal. I was like...
You never told him?
I did tell him eventually. I told him, I said, I think we just need to break up. Just to see reaction, you know, which I was fermented in what I was saying. Like, I knew we needed to break up, but I just didn't want to say that I'd read the journal.
Okay.
I didn't want to admit that I'd violated his privacy because I knew it was wrong. And he goes in the other room. I'm like, he's obviously talking to someone on the phone, trying to figure out what to do, probably calling his mom. He comes back out. He's like, I just talked to American Airlines. My flight is in 40 minutes. I gotta leave. I guess I'm never gonna see you again. And I go, okay, well, I'm not gonna sit here and just watch you walk out.
You waiting for him to, like, beg or try to figure
it out? I'm like, obviously he's gonna come back out and be like, baby, I love you. We're meant to be. Like, I've made mistakes. But he was literally like, no, babe. I'm about to pack my bags. Bye. I'm never gonna see you again. Bye. And I was just... I was, like, jaw on the ground, like, could not believe it. And it was taking everything in me not to be like, okay, well, while you pack up your bags, think about the fact that I read your journal.
Yeah.
But I was just like, you know what? I'm not going to be petty. I just don't want to think about this, and I don't want to see him in a negative light.
He wasn't wondering why you broke up with him or anything?
I said the distance isn't working.
Okay.
Like, distance isn't working. I'm unhappy. And then I left the apartment. I was like, I'm not going to watch you walk out the door. I'm going to leave.
Yeah, yeah.
So I leave, and I'm watching him on the Ring cameras in my house. Watching him pack, I watch him write me a note, and then...
Besties, I had no idea about investing and its benefits, and that was until I met Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. You do not need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start investing in just 5 minutes. You also don't need to feel like financial wellness is impossible. Acorns gives you small, simple steps to get you and your money on track. Basically, Acorns does the hard part so that you can give your money a chance to grow. Sign up now and join over the 13 million all-time customers who already have saved and invested over $22 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/mafiansures or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid not client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/mafiansures.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and a brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling simple. And for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going up. So, if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling and strolling. On the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skim uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mafiansures, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/mafiansures to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/mafiansures to start your $1 per month trial period at Shopify.
Walk out the door. I go back. The note is like, I don't see how this is the right thing. We're meant to be, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't want to break up. It's like, why are you writing this in an Uber on the way to the airport?
Yeah.
But he ended up calling me from the airport and then coming back to my house.
Okay.
So drama. So drama. And then when he came back, he was like, I don't want to break up. I want to fight for this. I'll do whatever it takes to make it work. And then that's when I was like, okay, here's my opportunity to be honest.
Uh-huh.
I read your journal. I violated your privacy, and that's the real reason I'm breaking up with you.
What did he say?
He was like, surprisingly, like I said, like what I saw in the journal was not a reflection of the way he handles himself and the way he speaks and the type of person he is. So his reaction was more in line with who I know.
You thought he was, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't a toxic masculine reaction of like, why'd you go through my things? Why would you violate my privacy? You're crazy. He was like, oh my gosh, I'm so mortified
That journal is not a reflection of how I feel about you at all. That's a place where I go to write when I'm feeling insecure and upset, and it's like my darkest thoughts, and I don't even remember what I wrote in it because half the time I write in it, I'm just upset, and it's like I don't want to bring it up to you because I know it's petty and I know it's dumb, and like I just am so like mortified that you read that. And he just, I don't even remember everything he said. I just remember it was like the perfect words. It was like the perfect pretty words.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To where I was like, we're going to stay broken up. We're done. But I forgive you enough to where there can be a mutual understanding. And I'm not going to run to the internet and talk about you negatively just because, you know, I respected that in a way. I guess he didn't take out all those negative thoughts on me. He didn't like attack me. But in a weird way, I think relationships thrive off of a healthy communication and honesty. And if he would have told me like, hey, babe, you know, this bothers me. Here's a concern. We could have communicated and found a common ground. But instead, you just chose to write about me in a really nasty, weird, almost like almost like a teenage girl way.
It's weird.
And he's a grown man. So yeah. I was like, this is very like, I couldn't trust him after that. I couldn't look at him the same. I was like, I feel like I don't know you. Like I feel
right.
Like,
yeah, if you're writing certain things that you have in your head and you're acting a different way, there's like no correlation.
Yeah. And it definitely felt too like scary.
Of course.
Because I'm like, what else have you been like keeping from me? If you're capable of keeping things like this from me, what else have you been keeping from me? Like it really opened the door to like let my mind run wild. And like I said, because I had respect for him as a person, I was trying really hard to just not go to a negative place in my brain. And I talked about on my podcast that at points I actually considered getting back together with him, which is crazy.
That's what I was going to ask. Like, did you ever, like, after you broke up and then, like, he came back from the airport, you guys talked it out of, like...
So after that, he left the next morning at 5 a.m.
He actually left the next
morning. Oh, yeah, he left the next morning because the next flight, he missed the other flight, and the next flight was at, like, 5 a.m. So he left the next morning. He kissed me goodbye while I was half asleep, like, on the mouth, and said, love you, bye. I love you, bye. He called me when he got to L.A., and he's like, wait, so are we, like, actually broken up or, like, what's going on? And I'm like, yeah, like, we are actually broken up. Like, I'm being for real. And then... we ended up going no contact because I was like, don't call me. Like, I don't want to talk to you. Like, I need to grieve this. Like, I can't just keep talking to you like nothing happened. Like, right. I'm really upset. I'm really hurt, to be honest. And I need to, like, figure this out. And there was multiple times where we got back in contact.
Okay.
One time was after Stagecoach. I was in L.A.
Would he break it or you, or was it, like, one of them?
The first time it was broken, it was me, actually, because... it was right before Stagecoach. I was in Miami. I got really intoxicated.
In Miami or in LA?
In Miami. In LA. Okay. In Miami. Miami. I got really intoxicated in Miami, and I was so upset. I went home, and I was, like, bawling my eyes out, just scream crying. I was literally like, I can't believe he wrote this about me. I'm crashing out. I'm crashing out.
She remembered.
And what it triggered me was I was on a date that night, and then I went out after, and it was just, like, a really bad date, and it just made me mad. I'm like, I'm out here in this dating scene in Miami, which is awful, by the way, I was like, because of you, because you betrayed me and you ruined what was otherwise like a pretty
good
relationship. And I was mad. And I literally messaged him like, I cannot believe that you wrote these things about me. Like, I know we haven't talked in like 3 or 4 months, but I'm actually crashing out so hard right now. I literally feel like physically ill over this. And I can't get over it. Like, in my head, I'm laying in bed replaying, like, photographic memory, like, every word of what I read. And I can't get over it. And he actually, at the time, had gone away to, like, a rural farm land area to, like, get off the grid. So when it sent, he didn't respond at first. And I was like, oh, my gosh, he's not going to reply. He really doesn't, like, that's crazy. And then eventually he replied. He's like, I'm sorry, I didn't have signal. I was out of town. And then just said the same thing that he said when I broke up with him. That's not a reflection of how I feel about you. That led to us being back in contact. And then we got a drink in LA when I was in town. And then after that, it was like, should we get back? There's still a feeling here. But I just, like I said, I was in complete denial. I feel like anyone listening to this story would be like, why would you get back together with someone that? But I talked about on my podcast how I feel like there's stages of grief. And I was definitely in the bargaining and denial stage.
And I was in that stage for a while. Like, I did not want to believe that he was capable of that. And also, it really shattered my relationship with myself. Because I was like, I don't want to believe that someone I thought loved me could view me so negatively. Like this. Yeah.
Of course. And, like, when he was such a nice person, and I feel like if he would have gotten defensive of, like, why'd you go through my stuff, it would have been worse. Like, it would have been better.
Oh, it would have made it easier.
Easier, yeah.
Instead of
just owning it. So you would have been like, oh, this is who he is.
Yeah, but he's always been really good at saying the right thing and always been very level-headed. We never argued. He wasn't like a yeller and arguer. Mm-hmm. He'd be the type of person to be like, that was never my intention. Never meant to make you feel that way. Like, always just very conversational and just... that's why I thought, like, oh, I'm so lucky.
Mature. Emotionally mature.
I was like, he's so great. He's great. And then now it's like, after all the back and forth and everything, like, we officially went no contact. And then there was times where I broke it, times where he broke it. It was just I think we were both having a really hard time with everything.
Yeah.
But then the final time.
Which is what we were talking
which
about.
Which is what we're, yeah. yeah. This is where the story takes a turn for the worse. The final time was, I had asked him months prior, like, can you give me back some of these things of mine that are at your place? And he never sent them. So I was like, okay, I guess I'm never getting them back.
Yeah.
Eventually, months go by, no contact. I get a package on my doorstep or in my building or whatever. And it's my things. And on laying on top of all my things is a handwritten letter from him. It's a handwritten, like, love letter about how I'm his true love and how he doesn't know how this is the right choice and how he would love to be back in contact and how these 8 months of us being apart have been a time of growth for him. And I actually still have the letter. I kept it because any time I'm, like, questioning the scenario, I remind myself, go back and read this and then think about what he did.
After
he wrote this.
Yeah.
And remember that he was capable of writing this and then turning around and doing what he did. So I literally keep it as, like, a reminder, basically, that words mean nothing and that actions will always louder than words. And basically, we got back into contact and his birthday was coming around. He's like, I really want you to come to LA for my birthday.
This was 2024? Three.
This was literally in September.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
So 2024.
Four.
And he was like, I really want you to come to LA for my birthday. I think we need to talk face to face. Like, it's so hard to do all of this over the phone. And just, there's so much I want to say. And I was like, I'm open to this because I hate feeling negatively towards someone that I love for so long.
Of course.
Such an appreciation towards, like, I don't want to hate you. I want to view you how I've viewed you all these other years, which is that you're this just incredible person.
A good person, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to feel this way. Like, I was like, I don't want to hate you. Like, I want to do anything I can to get back into at least a good headspace towards you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, maybe I should stay in a hotel. And he's like, no, I want you to stay in my apartment. Let's spend a bunch of time together. Stay in my house. Let's go to all our old favorite spots. Let's go, you know, do the things we were doing when we were dating, like go to our favorite restaurant and go see a movie. And, like, we used to go to this beach in Malibu together and pick up lunch in the Palisades and go there. He's like, let's get lunch in the Palisades, go to the beach in Malibu. Like, let's spend, we had all these things planned. Let's celebrate my birthday Saturday night with all my friends who also happened to be my friends because we all went to college together. So all of his guy friends were, like, my friends too. They felt like my brothers. And especially his roommates. I was so close with them. So he ends up going on a boys' trip right before I'm supposed to come to town.
Oh, no.
Like, the weekend before. Like, I'm supposed to come in on, like, a Wednesday, and he goes, like, the weekend before and comes back on a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, like, hyping him up. I'm like, that's amazing. I'm so happy you're having the best time. He's sending me pictures on this trip, keeping in contact with me, calling me, like, oh, we just left this bar. I'm thinking of you, blah, 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 says hi.
And, like, while you were in contact at this time, did you have any intentions of getting back together? Like, were you like, we could?
I was like, because his whole spiel with this letter and his whole approach once we got in contact was like, after 8 months apart, which is a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've grown.
It is a long time.
Yeah, 8 months is like, if he would have said that to me after a month, I would have been like, well, that's
of
BS.
Course.
8 months, I feel like I'm not the same person I was 6 months ago.
No.
So I was like, you know what? 8 months is a really, really long time.
Yeah.
And I've seen this person be a great person other than this one scenario. So I want to give him an opportunity to be who I know he can be. And I fully, in my mind, like most girls, was like, I'm just gonna give it one more chance.
Yeah.
Like, in my mind, I was like, and I feel like I'm such the first person to preach, like, don't go back for more. But it was hard because he had never verbally said anything mean to me. He'd never verbally beat me down or, you know, looked me in the eye and been awful to me. It all felt so third party because it was in the journal. So what I knew face to face. Yeah, right,
like
it
didn't feel like it was him.
Yeah, no, not at all. What I knew face to face was like this great person.
Completely different.
So basically I was like going to LA and the conversations were like, okay, if LA goes well, on Sunday we will decide if we're back together or not. But essentially it was leaning towards...
Yes.
He told his friends I was coming to town. He told his mother I was coming to town.
Okay.
Like, it was very much like, okay, letting everyone know we're going to give this another chance. One of his friends had even told him, like, well, I love her and I think you guys are amazing together. So I'm happy for you guys. Like, I always loved you guys together. Because none of them knew about this journal, obviously. Only of him course. And I knew about it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure that if they asked, like, why she break up with you, he wasn't going
to
say.
We agreed to tell his friends that it was a mutual separation because of distance. Which I don't know what else he said at this point. Who knows if he was like, I broke up with her.
Yeah.
She's like, I have no clue who this person is. But he goes on the trip, and he's, like, calling me, sending me all these pictures. I'm like, oh, my gosh, that looks so fun. Like, I'm jealous. I wish I was there. That's amazing. We're very much in contact. He's like, I can't wait for you to get to L.A. So the night before me getting there rolls around, and my bags are pretty much packed. I'm, like, ready to go. I'm so excited to go see him. We've been planning this for, like, 2 weeks
now. You had
your
tickets already, your plane tickets?
Oh, yeah.
Everything.
Everything was ready to go. And it's like, hey, I feel like... we should postpone the trip.
You said.
No, he did.
He did.
And what triggered this conversation was, it was the night before his birthday. And I sent him, I used to have this thing when we were dating that I would always send him pastries on his birthday, like cupcakes and cakes from this certain bakery.
That's so sweet.
Because it was what his mom got him when they were growing up. It was like his favorite childhood thing. So I was like, I want to do that for you. So I, just as a good omen and for his birthday and because we were in contact and just because I loved him as a human, sent him a cupcake from the bakery, and it arrived at his doorstep, and he was like, oh my god. And I was like, you know,
you're so sweet.
Yeah, I want to go into this weekend feeling good. And I'd done that every other year, but with giant cakes, so I thought the cupcake was a smaller, cuter gesture. But I guess this cupcake really had him triggered, because right after, he's like eating the cupcake on FaceTime with me, and he's like, I think we should postpone the trip a week. Being really weird, really weird. I'm like, why? The whole point's for me to celebrate your birthday. Like, I don't understand. Also, like, I'm not a puppet. Like, I'm not, like,
you're not gonna tell me when I can go or not. Yeah.
Like, we've been planning this. I have a life. I can't just drop everything and fly to LA. Like, I had already moved things around to come here. Like, what are you talking about? And he was just like, yeah, like, I don't know. Like, being very sketchy. And I'm like, all right, well, then guess what? Like, if you want me to come a week, how am I not supposed to know that a week from now you're going to be like, let's postpone it another month. Let's postpone it.
Yeah.
I was like, how am I, like, you're just so not a man of your word. And I was like, you know what? I'm just not going to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you wanted to be with me and if we were going to be together, if this was going to work, there wouldn't be this weird feeling of wanting to postpone. Like, also, you're already going back and forth and I already don't like, and it gets, so I've decided now I don't want to get back together with you and I don't want to be in contact with you. I call one of my best friends. She's, like, laying in bed with her boyfriend, and I'm, like, explaining the scenario. I'm, like, explaining the story. I'm, like, what the hell is going on? And the boyfriend literally goes, oh,
He did something.
He did something. And this is a couple that we went to Coachella with. We spent multiple, you know, lots of time with them. They were our couple friends. And the guy is, like, oh, he for sure did something because that's weird. So I ask him, I text him, is there someone else? Did you do something? Just tell me now. If there's ever a time to be truthful with me, just tell me. He's like, there's no one else. There's nothing else. I just don't want to rush into things. You're trying to rush things. You aren't being patient, putting it all back on me. And I'm like, you're the one that mailed me a letter. You're the one that asked me to come to LA. You're the one that asked me to stay with you. I don't understand why you're trying to confuse me right now, but sure. The next day rolls around.
Weirdo.
I'm like, I'm just having this weird feeling. I'm just like paranoid. I'm like, what's going on? I get a message in my DMs about something from an anonymous account. And it's like, I know you're back in contact with your ex. And just so you know, he slept with someone in, he was in San Diego. He slept with someone in San Diego this weekend.
Of course.
And I'm like, my just jaw like hit the floor. I was like, no. And I called my friend and she's like, he wouldn't do that. Like, nah, this is like obviously someone trolling you. Like, he would never. And I'm like, right? Like, this is obviously a troll account. Like, he would never do that. You know, he would never. I go to his Instagram. All of a sudden, I notice his following is up by one. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, at this point, I'm panicking.
Is your Instagram like in order?
Or you no, to, like, it wasn't find. In order. I needed to find her.
No, I know so, what you mean.
But I'm on the phone with my friend and she's driving in LA. And you know how LA is super windy.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm like, just give me a chance to pull over. Like, oh my God. Like, I'm like, no, I know it. I know she's in here. I'm scrolling. All of a sudden, I see someone. I click on the profile. Their bio says San Diego.
You just know.
And I'd never seen her before. And she'd posted a picture. It said 3 hours ago. And he'd liked it. I was like, oh my goodness. I literally was like, oh my gosh, this message is true. This DM is true. Like, he did this and then went and followed her and is liking her picture, is lying to me and obviously asking me to postpone this trip. So for one of three reasons, I believe. A, so he didn't have to feel weird about getting back together with me that close to hooking up with someone else. B, because he wanted to get an STD test, obviously. Or C, because maybe she was coming to LA for his birthday.
They were talking.
But the thing was, he didn't follow her until after I told him, I'm not coming to LA. We're not getting back together. Then he went, his first thing he did was go and follow her. Interesting.
Unfollow or follow?
No, follow.
Follow.
Like, he followed her after I told him I wasn't coming. So, and he's on private, so she must have been in his pending requests. Craziness. And so I text him. It's his birthday. At this point, on this day, it is literally his birthday, and I'm supposed to be flying into town. Mm-hmm. I text him, let's call this girl Rachel. That's not anything close to what her name is. We'll call her Rachel Berry, like the character from Glee.
Yeah, okay.
Which she doesn't even look anything like that. You know, I'm just making it hilarious. Yeah. I literally text him, I hope you had the best time in San Diego with Rachel Berry. I'm so disappointed in you and disgusted. And, you know, if you want to lie and fuck around on me, you should do it more in private, because I think that you forget that with being in social media, people know who you are. People know you're my ex. And somehow someone knew that we were like planning
Someone's
on getting
find
back together.
It. Yeah.
And, dude, I don't know if it was a random girl. I don't know if it was one of his friends or someone that knew that we were planning on getting back wanted me to know.
To know.
What had happened. And what was weird was this girl was like with her friends that weekend or something. And obviously I like stalked and looked, because I was like, okay, what am I dealing with? Like, am I going to find pictures of them together in someone's photo in the back of like a photo dump or something? And her friend was like following like one of my best friends, the one I was on the phone with. So I was like, was it her? Like, I don't even know. To this day, I don't know who messaged me. Thank you to whoever messaged me. But
maybe it was her. You never know.
I don't think so, because from what I've seen after, that I don't want to get into, because I don't want to talk about some girl that I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure she's a nice girl. Yeah. She met a random dude at a bar in San Diego. Like, and he's super nice and great to talk to and cute.
And, like, she didn't even know. Like, I've always said, like,
she definitely knew he was my ex, I think, but right, I don't think she knew we were
talking. I mean, like, she doesn't owe you anything.
Exactly. I have zero anger towards this person. I don't know them. I'm sure she's sweet. But I was mad towards him.
Of course. Yeah.
And so I sent him that message, and then my phone starts ringing immediately. I answer, I'm like, can I help you?
I never knew you could treat depression symptoms from your phone, but with this prescription app called Rejoin, it's possible. It's for adults aged 22 and up with major depressive disorder who want to add to their antidepressant medication. And get this, it's the first and only prescription app authorized by the FDA to treat depression symptoms. Rejoin does not replace your current medication. Be sure to use as directed by your healthcare provider, and if your depression symptoms worsen, seek help immediately. Get started today by talking to your healthcare provider or visiting meetrejoin.com. That's meet, R-E-J-O-Y. Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they all mess with our hormones. Then, there's the natural hormonal changes our body goes through, perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we don't suffer through it.
The good news is we don't have to suffer through it anymore. The good news is we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. For a limited time only, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com just using the code MAFIANSURES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com using code MAFIANSURES at checkout for 15% off today.
Can I help you? Do you need something? Like, and he's just like, well, I don't know what you know about that situation. And I said, okay, so you're asking me to tell you what I know so you can cater your lies?
But it doesn't matter how much you know. The fact is that you know, like, what?
Yeah.
A kiss or, like, something else?
I said, yeah. Dude, at that point, it doesn't matter if you kissed her. It doesn't matter if you slept
nothing.
With her.
Nothing. If you held her hand, I'm not going to go.
It doesn't matter if you just got her number and followed her on Instagram. Like, you're clearly not serious, and your words are clearly a bunch of BS, and you clearly disturbed my peace after 4 or 5 months no contact for no reason. Yeah. Like, it was so mean is the only word. I always use mean to describe this because it was like, I was already healing
it's
and doing
evil.
Better. I was doing
it's
better.
Like, it's evil.
It's almost like he wanted to come back just to, like...
Just to, like, ruin your progress and, like, see you never.
Just to see if he could.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, and just because I was like, well, it's been 8 months. It's been a really long time.
Just for, like his ego.
Pretty fucking much. And, yeah, I pretty much told him, like, I don't need to tell you what I know. Just know that I know enough to know that, like, you're not who I thought you were. And this is the last time you're ever going to hear from me. And, like, we're so, like, so over. Like, if you think that this is going to be like the other times where there was a weird back and forth, this is very different. Now you have betrayed me in a way that it's more...
Like, you directly know. Because, yeah, like, the notebook was like, I don't really know. And, like...
Well, the notebook was like, oh, maybe he was just writing in that when he was angry. This is like, you're bringing another woman into our relationship,
essentially. No. That's where...
That's when I started to realize... Okay, so this person who wrote all these things in this journal, it's starting to look a lot more like what I'm seeing now.
No.
I'm like, okay, so were you just like, is that who you were all along and you were just really good at hiding? And I've come to the conclusion now that I honestly think when we were in the same city, he was like, he was who I thought he was. I think he was trying to be a better version of himself because he wanted to be someone worthy of being in a relationship with me.
With you.
And he wanted to be someone that he would be proud to be. And then I think when we started doing distance and we had time apart, he just reverted back to old
ways. He just has
ways.
Time to be himself.
Oh, yeah. And I've actually found out now, I've said this on my podcast, I don't want to label him a cheater, but I had someone slip up that's actually one of his friends. I ran into one of his friends and they were very, very intoxicated.
Okay.
And someone slipped up and said something about him cheating. And I don't know who, I don't know when, I don't know where. And I know it was not about the San Diego scenario because I said, are you talking about this thing in San Diego? And he's like, what? I didn't even know you guys were going to get back together. No, I'm talking about when you were together. And I'm like, oh, okay. Okay, my life's a lie. But I think at the end of the day, like, I think this was a really big lesson for
of
me.
Of course.
Like I was telling you earlier, to believe, like, the journal was my first, you know, look at his true colors, and I didn't want to believe it, and I was in denial, and I went back for more because I just didn't, I separated who was in front of me versus what was written. And then with everything with this other girl and then finding out about cheating and things, it's like, so was that who you were all along? And I'm surprised he didn't write about cheating in the journal, but maybe writing about it would have made it more real, and maybe he didn't want to admit it.
Right.
I don't know how his brain works. I can't understand, but it's definitely just a really weird scenario. I ended up going, actually, my parents have a house in the mountains. After I found out about the San Diego incident, I literally packed my bags, didn't tell anyone where I was going or what I was doing or what even happened. And I moved off the grid for like a month.
I saw. I was
yeah, like, to the mountains, because I was like, I need to go, like,
space,
touch grass and, like,
touch
ride
snow.
Horses. Yeah. Well, it's summertime. It was like fall. So it was off season.
It was so,
it was really
pretty.
Quiet. I was like, I just
so
like
pretty.
If I stay in Miami, I might deal with this in the wrong way.
You I know what I mean.
I was like, I don't want to sit in my room and loathe. Like, I just want to go. And I every single day would go and, like, walk for, like, hours outside, just thinking about, like, everything and really grieving. And I told myself, like, I'm giving myself a month here to grieve this. And then the second I get back on that plane, like, I'm leaving this behind, mm-hmm. and it's done, and there's no more grieving, and now we rebuild.
Did he try, like, apologize after that?
No.
No. He was done.
I blocked him on everything, but there was no apology. No, nothing. There was no contact, no. I don't think he's sorry. I don't think he really cares.
Because maybe in his mind it's just, like, we were not together, so I...
Yeah, but at the same time, like... You knew what you were doing.
Yeah, no.
And also, why are you trying to hide it if it's not wrong? I think if you're trying to hide something and lie about it, it's because you know that it's wrong. If we weren't together and it doesn't matter and you don't feel bad about it, it would be like, yeah, I got a girl's number and I hung out with a girl and whatever. We're not together. We're still trying to figure out what we're doing here. Was that a problem?
That's so evil.
Yeah, but instead it was like the more manipulative, like, well, I don't know what you know. And all I was thinking is, like, I kind of started laughing because I was like, you're just such a bad liar. Like, this is, you're just not a good liar. Like, I was like, I've dealt with some pretty
good ones.
Next level liars that would have had me convinced that that was their cousin that I was getting jealous of, you know, or something crazy, and like made me apologize and made me be like, oh my God, yeah, you're right. But I literally told him, I was like, I think you're forgetting, like, who I've dealt with in the past.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, how crazy I can be.
Not even crazy I can be, but like, that I've dealt with how like, much some I can true know gaslighters and some true narcissistic liars in my past. I was like, you know all of that, so why are you sitting here with like a really like
I already went through
everything. Yeah, I was just like, I can hear in your voice
yeah
that you're lying to me, so it's craziness,
crazy story.
Yeah, I didn't get into my pod on the full details of the San Diego thing, actually. I just like kind of glazed over it just because I really wasn't sure if I was going to talk about it, because I honestly don't know if he's seeing this person or what. And if he is, they can make their own assumption about who he is.
And they can know what's going on if they don't know.
But also, like, low-key, if I was her, I would want to know.
I would want to know.
Especially since he's so good.
If she doesn't know.
Amazing front. Yeah. So I don't think she knows. I don't think she has any idea. But
it would be good for her to know.
Yeah.
For, like, a heads up.
But at the same time, like, you know, men will be like, she's crazy.
No, of course.
That never happened. She's twisting the story. Just say whatever they want to say, and the woman will have selective hearing and believe what she wants. But for me, at the end of the day, I just was like, I'd protected his image online for so long because our relationship was public that I was just like, oh, we broke up because of distance. It just didn't work out. Like, I just really protected that because I, A, was in denial, B, thought maybe I would get back with him, and C, I just thought he was a really good person who didn't deserve to be outed. But then now I'm like, okay, you're not a good person. You're just a really good actor. So I am going to talk about it. And also other women who've been through things like these that maybe they look at my post where I'm talking about advice and stuff. I don't want them to look at me and be like, oh, she's so strong. She never went back for more. You know, all these things. Like, I'm just as flawed as the next person.
It's okay and
I share advice online and spread my stories and stuff. But it's like, I'm only 24. I'm still growing and learning. And it's like, I don't want someone to look at me and be like, she's so much smarter, stronger, just like wiser than I am. It's like,
We all go back. We all sometimes go back
and make mistakes. I just share mine on the internet, which makes it a lot harder. But it's like, I just realized, like, I felt so alone and so much shame about the situation and literally like suffered in silence. And I was just like, I'm going to talk about this because there's definitely someone out there who's dealing with the same thing that's probably suffering in silence too, that if they listen to this, they'd be like, oh, thank God I'm not alone. And I was like, I'm not keeping a secret for anyone anymore. If it's going to cost me my peace to keep your peace, like, I'm not doing it. So,
which is like what I was going to end up with, is like, if you could give one piece of advice or like the greatest thing or like the thing that has made you grow the most out of this whole situation, which one would it be for people listening that might have, you know, broken up with their ex and like something crazy is happening and they're realizing they were not the person that, because like at the end of the day, you are grieving who you fell in love with, not the crazy person that you realized they were after.
I think for me, the biggest thing that I realized is like, when all of this happened, I let it retract from my relationship with myself a lot because I was like, how could I not see this? I'm so dumb. How could I go back for more? I was having a lot of self-loathing and then also feeling like, oh,
like blaming yourself.
Yeah, and I also was like, I always thought I was a really smart in tune person and that had this amazing relationship. Turns out that's all a bunch of BS. So I was like, am I, like, do I even, am I even as healed and as, like, smart as I think I am, or am I just like blind? So I think what I've realized from this is that I will never ever again give someone the power to retract from my relationship with myself. I'm like, you don't get to derail my healing process that I've been working on since far before I even knew you, and you don't get to take away from me like all of the work that I put into myself just because that you've decided to inflict pain on me. You don't get to retract from my relationship with myself. So I've just realized that like I'm not gonna self-loathe over things that were not in my control, like I couldn't have known. And I think that's the normal thing that women do after something like this, or like even after a girl gets cheated on, they're like, oh my gosh, I'm so dumb, how could I not have seen? Or they're just like, oh my gosh, it's because I'm not this and I'm not this and I don't look like her in this, and like just putting it on themselves. And I just realized this whole thing, like, this had nothing to do with me you. And everything to do with him, and he does not get to take away from my relationship with myself, and I will not let anybody take away from the progress that I've made in years of working on myself. Mm-hmm. So I realized that after spending like a month off the grid, I was like, you know what, no, like I'm gonna come back stronger and rebuild. And I also think too, another good lesson is like, literally it sounds so dumb, but what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Like, I think I'm so much wiser and smarter now, and at the first sea of red flags, I would have, now if I could go back and put myself in that situation, not to go backwards, I would have broken up with him when he got home from work after I read the journal.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than been like, hey, let me stick around and find out. Let me fuck around and find out. Now I'm like, I would have been like, all right, done. The disrespect is loud. Gotta go.
Yeah, and I know anyone who's listening and like relating to these type of stories know that it is not as easy to leave as like... You can say, oh, you should have done it as soon as he came home, but it's not easy. Easy as it sounds.
Like I said, too, especially because face-to-face, he was perfect. He was never, which is the scariest part. You know, because I've dated guys before that are like, they've said horrible, nasty, mean things, got in my face, screamed at me, been awful. That was easier to leave because the disrespect was loud.
Yeah.
This was like, it felt like a separate character from him. Like I said, it literally didn't feel like him. It felt like an evil twin. So I was like, well, the person that I know is amazing, so what the hell is this?
Yeah. So some ego shit. Weird.
It made it so much harder to accept because it felt like I could ignore it almost because it didn't happen in my face.
Hmm.
So crazy. I've always prayed this is a very niche scenario and that other women haven't been through this, but I've been getting comments that are like, my ex did the same thing, or some girl commented that her ex in his notes app had an entire list of everything he hates about her. And I just think, to me, like, this is the behavior. That's so
weird to me to, like, picture men doing that. Because, like, girls, we could. But, like,
no, but even, I forgot this, too. When I told him about his journal, I have journals of my own. I offered, like, do you want to read my journal? Like, you can read my journal now if you just feel like I violated your privacy. Because my journal was nothing but super great things
about him. I know, that's, like, the even worse.
My journal was like, how lucky am I? I'm oblivious and dumb, and I'm going to run off into the sunset and move to LA and get married to this man. Versus his was like, God, she's annoying. So crazy. And then when I offered for him to read it, he's like, no, I don't want to read it, because he knew that it was going to be positive.
You gave that journal to him.
Oh, yeah. I picked it out. He could have
written it in another notebook.
Well, the worst part was the first entry before the entry he wrote was like a letter I wrote to him. Of me being like, I got you this amazing journal and these concert tickets. I can't wait to go to the concert with you. And also, I got you this journal so you can document your journey and grow your growth. And then the next page was
him. He sucks.
In the next page was like, God, this bitch is annoying. Oh, craziness. But
crazy story.
I think hurt people hurt people.
Yeah.
And I said in the end of my podcast, like, because I want to end it on like a good note towards him, like I always said on my podcast, like, I'm not telling this story to send animosity or hate towards him, like, literally at all. Like, if anything, I already can tell, obviously, that he's probably struggling immensely within himself, because no one that's happy writes that. So I'm just like, I hope if anything, he figures out who he is and then is more gentle with the next girl and finds someone that he doesn't feel the need to write awful things about. You know, find someone that maybe he really will love and not feel the need to like bash like that.
Because you will, you know.
I think that he will. Obviously, he'll get married and have kids and move on eventually.
No, but I mean, you, like, it can only get better from.
Oh, and for me, are you kidding
me? Find a man that doesn't write shit about
it. If you ever see me pop out in a relationship ever again, like, hard launch someone, just know they are, like, the
perfect. fake,
softest, human. Kindest. They put my nervous system at ease. 100%. Just the best man I can find. Like, I'm in a...
Everything just makes you pickier.
I'm in a just working on myself, no man for me, as taking a break from dating era. After this one, I need to sit out for a bit, guys.
Touch grass and...
Yeah, and touch grass. Like, that was the best thing I did. Moment. Going to Utah was, like, the best
thing. I saw, and you looked so peaceful. It looked so peaceful. And, like, that's the best... same thing happened with me when I went through a breakup, like, what, 4 years ago? Yeah. I was like, I need to leave. And I went to Portland, Maine. They took my phone away, and I was like...
Oh, that's so nice. Everyone was confused, though. No one thought it was about him, though, because it was, like, we'd been broken up for 8-9 months at that point. So everyone was like, oh, she's just, like... having a little
especially when you know, people don't know what's going on, if it's like back and forth, and like,
and no one knew what was going on. Everyone,
which
was just
is
like,
better, honestly.
People were texting me like, when are you doing? Coming home, where are you, like, what are you doing, like, what is going on? And I was like, guys,
I need,
like,
a second.
Can't even answer. Like, I remember at one point I had like 2,000 pending messages or something on my phone, because I was like, I can't even talk to anyone about this right now, like, I can't even explain what's going
on. Which is good.
Yeah, but now I'm happy that I think that really helped me heal. I'm definitely like, I didn't want to talk about this until I could talk about it from a not bitter perspective.
No, and now you know, like, as soon as it's out, like, you close that door. It's like,
oh, yeah, it's definitely a closed chapter. Now I honestly think it's kind of like comical. Like, what do you mean your ex-boyfriend is Regina George?
It's crazy.
What do you mean? It's wild.
It's crazy.
But it is. I'm sure he'll be watching this. Hi, how are you?
You're
stay
crazy.
Away.
You're psychotic.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing your story.
Of course.
I appreciate it. And I'm so grateful that you were vulnerable. You felt comfortable to, like, share your story with me and to people that, you know, might need to listen and use this as help. Where can people find you? I know you put out an episode literally today. So,
you guys can go listen to my episode about this from my, like, perspective, and I share a lot of, like, the growth and healing that I had on it, and more of the lessons that I learned, get into more of a philosophical perspective on IKD advice. And then you guys can also follow me on Instagram and TikTok. It's Issa Duffy, FFYY.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And if you guys have a story, if you guys would want to be on the podcast, don't forget that we have a Google's form on our Instagram bio, I Missed Me Podcast, or I Missed Me Stories. If you guys want to submit your story and possibly be here telling your story, don't forget to go fill out that form. Don't forget to follow I Missed Me on social media at I Missed Me Podcast on Instagram, TikTok. Don't forget to follow me on social media, Mafiansures, on Instagram and TikTok, literally everywhere. And I will see you guys on our next episode. With love, Mafi.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.